This Beaver Fever Friday finale, focusing on Beaverman's golf right now with the lone senior on this year's roster, Sam Otto out of Hastings. Congratulations on a great career.
Yeah, thank you. It was glad to be here. You know, had I had good fall this fall, and the spring was a little rough, but it was tough not being outside. But now we got some nice weather, which is nice.
Playing golf in northern Minnesota is tough any spring, but this year had to be the icing on the cake. How did you guys kind of muddle through and make the best out of it?
Yeah, we hit balls in the old ice rink, and I think it's called the John Glass Arena, so that was nice. And we lift weights Tuesdays and Thursdays, which kept us in shape. Just try to keep focused. Hopefully the spring was coming and finally came.
You never want a career to end, but how long is it going to take before you realize how special being a college athlete is and was, and how much fun you did have?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's tough to get to the next level. Not many kids get the opportunity, which was kind of nice. I was fortunate to have the opportunity, and I loved the decision I made to come to Bemidji State.
Be honest, as a freshman, did you think this would be easy?
No, not at all. It was, I mean, you got to dedicate yourself a lot. I mean, a lot of hours we put in, just going, traveling, missing school, traveling all over the Midwest area just to find some open golf courses in the spring. So, yeah, it was tough.
You guys obviously are a very close-knit bunch of guys. As the lone senior with a roster that is full of freshmen, what was this year like?
Yeah, it was kind of a teaching moment for me. I kind of grabbed a couple under my wing and try to get them good experience. We try to show them the ropes a little bit. So we got a really young freshman class, so I think there's 7 or 8 of them. So hopefully they'll stick around and have a good career here.
What kind of advice did you give those guys in the fall when they showed up in town and I'm sure had eyes as big as bowling balls and everything that was new for them?
Yeah, it's a little different, especially for golf. Golfing-wise, there's no fall season in high school, so they show up right away in the fall and there's a season. So it's different that way, and just with classes, getting them going, classes, that's about it.
I don't know how you guys do it. You play competitively in the fall. You're working all winter. You try to get as many rounds in the spring as you guys can. How tough is it to juggle all the schoolwork that you guys have to do when you are gone pretty much 6 of the 9 months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. You know, you just got to focus. When you're doing work, you got to focus on, make sure you get it all done. Just don't fall behind, because that's a nightmare if you fall behind. And just try to stay focused and get your work done.
What kind of a coach to you is Ekren Miller?
Oh, he was a great coach. Golfing-wise, school-wise, just making sure we're always going to the events on time and just making sure on the golf course, just giving us food and advice. Food's a big thing, though, because keep us going for those 36 holes days. It's tough. Got to stay motivated.
How much has he tweaked your swing, and how much have you learned about the game from him?
He's more of the short game expert, so a lot around the greens. He was very helpful to me. The swing kind of stayed away from, but around the greens, he was very good.
What's the future have in store for you?
I'm going to go back home to the cities, just try to find a job. For now, I'm probably going to work at the local golf course till I find a job. So hopefully I get one soon, though.
What's the favorite course that you've played in your time here?
For sure, the Bemidji Town and Country Club. It's great layout, kind of a tighter course, a little bit shorter, so you don't always have to hit driver. But if you're putting well there, you can really score well.
What was your favorite road trip over the years?
Oh, boy. Probably Vegas this year. It was a lot of fun. Got beautiful weather. I mean, I think it was 75 and sunny every day, which was very nice. And we deserved it from after this spring.
You certainly did. What career are you looking to get into?
Financial advisor, finance, investment banking, somewhere along those lines.
How did BSU help you kind of achieve those goals?
Oh, we have a great business program. Kind of just helped me out, just trying to get a job interview lined up and internship and all that good stuff.
All right, what's one dream course that you always have wanted to play that you hope to get to once that first paycheck comes in?
Pebble Beach, for sure. Just, I know it's really expensive, but that's for sure the course I'd like to play, with all the iconic scenes that gone on through the years there. It would be a dream.
Did you, by chance, get to the Ryder Cup a couple of years ago when it was down in the cities?
Yes, I did. My dad actually worked on the grounds crew there, so I was fortunate enough to get there on Saturday and enjoyed it. It was something else.
Words can't really describe what that kind of atmosphere was. It's not your typical tournament environment. It was more like a college kegger from the looks of it on TV. But what could you pick apart from what those guys are able to do and some of the shots that they're able to come up with? And were you able to use any of that this year?
Yeah, it's actually pretty remarkable. I couldn't believe how close the people stand when they're in the rough. And the people are like 5 feet away from them. They're hitting right by them. It's like, holy cow. But yeah, just try to take that. They really feed off the crowd, which is really cool to watch, and especially in match play like that. It was really cool to watch them play and play well.
Going to plan any tournaments this summer?
Yeah, I'll probably try to qualify for the State Am and maybe the players too.
Best of luck to you in the future. Congratulations again on a great career.
Thank you very much.